Life throws curveballs, setbacks, disappointments, failures. How do some people seem to bounce back stronger? Well, it's called resilience, and it's not magic. It's a skill you can build. Now, let's explore how to cultivate your inner strength to navigate challenges. Welcome to The Spark, a quick dose of inspiration, encouragement, or wisdom to brighten your day. I'm Danny, and this is your moment to pause, reflect, and reignite your inner light. Have you ever felt completely knocked down by life? Maybe it was a job loss, a relationship ending, a project failing, or just a period where everything seemed to go wrong. It happens to all of us. The big question isn't if we'll face challenges, but how we get back when we do. How do we cultivate that inner strength to bounce back, maybe even stronger than before? That ability to recover from difficulties, to adapt in the face of adversity, is what we call resilience. And the good news is, it's not some fixed trait you're either born with or not. Think of resilience less like a shield that deflects everything and more like a muscle you can strengthen over time with practice and intention. So how do we build this resilience muscle? It's not about pretending challenges don't hurt or that you're unaffected. It's about acknowledging the difficulty, processing it, and finding ways to move forward constructively. One key element is perspective. When you're in the thick of a setback, it's easy to feel like it's the end of the world, like it defines you. Resilient people learn to step back and see the bigger picture. They ask, what can I learn from this? Is there any opportunity hidden in this challenge? Can I reframe this failure as a stepping stone rather than a roadblock? It's about controlling the narrative in your own head. Another vital part is connection. Trying to tough it out completely alone often makes things harder. Reaching out to trusted friends, family, or mentors for support isn't a sign of weakness. It's a crucial part of resilience. Sharing your struggles and gaining different perspectives can make a world of difference. Now, we're social creatures. Connection fuels our ability to cope. And self-compassion is huge, too. It's easy to beat yourself up after a failure or setback. But talking to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend? That's a resilience superpower. Acknowledge your pain. Be kind to yourself during the struggle, and remember that setbacks don't diminish your worth. And finally, taking action, however small. When you feel overwhelmed, sometimes the best thing you can do is focus on one tiny, manageable step forward. It could be as simple as making your bed, going for a short walk, or tackling one small task. These small actions build momentum and remind you that you still have agency, even when things feel out of control. Building resilience is a journey, not a quick fix. It involves practice, patience, and a willingness to face difficulties head-on, learn from them, and keep moving. It's about knowing that even when you bend, you don't have to break. Well, my friends, think about a challenge you've overcome in the past. What helped you get through it? What resilient muscles did you use, perhaps without even realizing it? Share your reflections in the comments section of the podcast, on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, or over on our Patreon page. Let's learn from each other's bounce back stories. That was your spark for today. If it lit something inside you, follow the podcast, share it with someone who needs it, and find more at EnglishPlusPodcast.com. Want access to all episodes from this show and every other podcast in our network? Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or Patreon and unlock the full experience. You can find the links in the description. Just one click away from an exciting world of stories, learning, and endless discovery. Keep the spark alive, one word, one moment, one day at a time. And remember, never stop learning with English Plus Podcasts.